K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Another Pissed Off Postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. I'm going to leave it in there. All things K-State Sports, Purple Project Podcast. Football, not doing anything right now. Making us even more angry. Soccer, volleyball, keep winning games. Football teams continuing to step on their own toes, making excuses. We're going to get into all of that in this football postcast edition here. Real quick here on this Sunday, week one of the NFL, as I'm recording this just before the 12 noon games, Central Time, obviously. First time on this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Of course, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast there, as well. This reaction edition will come out tonight. Yep, I will have this come out tonight. And I was going to do more, but due to of course, having better things to do than being frustrated over another K-State frustrating loss. So I will record just this and have this ready for you guys tonight. Have that posted during the Sunday night football game. But yeah, newsflash, folks. K-State football loses again. And loses this time to Army 24-21 to a backup quarterback. Oh my goodness, are you serious? Oh, and more and again, now Chris Klieman, now you have lost the two Naval Academy opponents. Navy in his first year, right? And then of course last night in Army there, 24-21. Hey, was this K-State defense cannot get off the field to save their lives. Cannot get off the field. Army, read the stat of the night. Now, I'm just going to put it out there immediately. 6 of 7 on fourth down. This can't happen. It can't. Like I said, I can go down. So if I didn't have the Falcons watch right now, I can go down many avenues, but we're gonna talk about this more later, because this week, and I tweeted the rare tweets that I tweet out on Twitter or X, wherever you call it now, right? This season's getting worse by the week. And yeah, turn around and play on Friday night against Arizona. Woo! Good luck with that. Good luck with that. This season continues to get worse. The K-State football team. You can make the argument that this team, and I also tweeted this, should be 0-3, not 1-1. And I said in the pregame, it doesn't feel like this team's 1-1 with momentum. This feels like a team that's 0-2, and I predicted K-State would win the ball game. I'll go on record of saying that. Even went ahead and said a 2-score game, which obviously Army proved me wrong yet again. With their toughness, which that word has been going around pretty much since the season started. No toughness. This team is soft as you know what. It's not the forecast. I'm looking at the what? Instead of the 10-day forecast, I'm looking at the 8-day forecast. And it ain't looking good. And funny enough, I was telling a friend yesterday, my other college football team, a boy, and Billy Napier. Ooh, I tell you, boy. As soon as Florida got upset by South Florida, and here's another number. I know this is not a Florida Gator podcast, but the Gators were favored +17 against South Florida, and you lose last second field goal. Of course, right. Last second field goal. And all I hop on Twitter, yep, fire Bill and Napier. The fire Bill and Napier chance is bad, baby. and they signed their AD, who was connected to Billy Napier, Scott Strickland, recently, to a 3-year deal. It's looking bad. It's looking real bad for Florida Gators, right? They're looking at this next, what, handful of games. It's looking really nightmare. Really bad. And for K-State on the other side, quick turnaround, UCF, Boy, that bye week can't come soon enough because I don't know, man. And maybe probably one of the, I probably say one of the highlights of the night was, oh boy, the Nuremberg kid. See the Nuremberg kid taking one to the house, and then the special teams give it. And the special teams take it away. And Army, I don't know if that was designed or not, but the kickoff, right, goes off of one of the lead guys, of the first line guys, right off the middle guy. And then Army recovers it. I don't think they scored on that. But still, giveth and they taketh away there. And, of course, I mentioned a backup quarterback there, their starter quarterback, which I talked about only briefly on yesterday's show, he apparently had an ankle injury or something going. So bring on Cale Helms. Boy, he tore up K-State last night. 7 of 11, and I'm not talking through the air, but I'm talking through the air right now. 7 of 11, 43 yards in the TD. And oh, by the way, that late TD gave Army momentum going to half. That was one of the fourth down conversions there. That, I probably wouldn't say that might have been a game-changing play of the game, but it sure as hell gave Army that momentum. And the second half, Army, it really, that second half was huge, contributed to the time of possession, right? Army just laid it down on K-State in that second half there. K-State, before that last drive, that AV tried to engineer another comeback, which obviously we know how that ended in an interception off of Joe Jackson's hands into the safety's hands, which that safety Army was on something. I'm not talking what y'all are thinking about. I'm talking he was on rails. They're making plays, and that really, the fumble, the catch and fumble from, I think it was Tibbs, that should have been game over right there. But of course, Army, they made it happen anyway, right? Or, in this instance, we made it happen by not catching the football, popping the ball up in the air, and getting it intercepted. So, add this to the comedy of errors here in 2025 for this K-State football team who continue to lose games. And I gave my props, obviously, to the women's volleyball team and women's soccer team, because we're all, this podcast, all things K-State sports. Hey, this football team not winning games right now? Okay, go feel free, go check out the soccer team right now. Which, oh, by the way, they're going to be playing, I'm sitting here recording this podcast, hang on a second. They're going to be playing in less than an hour or so. So, we'll have postcasts of that. We'll talk about that. Cross country. Winning. This football team not winning games right now. As much as I want to say talk stats, I'm talking about big picture. Volleyball is winning games. Soccer handling their business. Carrying a scoreless streak into today's game, as I'm sitting there recording right now, against a former Big 12 foe Nebraska in Lincoln, which will be up there twice. Well, myself will be up there twice here. Next month, and then that big race in November, which will decide everything, everything for me personally, but it can't happen. Even the cross country team won. Well, the men finished third again. We'll get into that. So everybody's winning except the football team, the main fastball, the main engine of it all, right? They're not winning games. This is the third straight game of one possession score or less than that. Army, and I gotta pat myself on the back on this one. I gotta pat myself on the back here, folks. Called it. Ron the show. Go check the tape. Pre-game, I called it. Army is gonna have something up their sleeve. Sure enough, well, actually, they had two things on their sleeve. That kickoff was turned out to be an onside kick right off the main guy's backside, right? But before that, trick play, little halfback pass to a guy wide open down the right sideline, caught. It seemed like the second half, Army offense did whatever they wanted to do against that sorry-ass K-State defense. And as soft as they are, I don't know what Coach Klieman is seeing in his players that we're not seeing in the press conference. Like I said, I can go down it once again for the second straight postcast or it's a reaction. I'm sitting here talking about I can go down many lanes down a five-way highway and explain why the K-State football right now sucks ass. This is this to me. Look, I'm not gonna break my TV screen. I'm not gonna throw my laptop against the wall, anything like that. I ain't gonna get bent out of shape like that, because this is heading down the road that this is heading down danger territory. Turn around, Arizona, Friday night, national televised game. I believe this game is on Fox. So now you're tired, gassed, can't get off the field. That's the main issue. Why you're tired? Have y'all not been do enough conditioning? See, it's not. Whether it's the coaches, some of this fan base. I hate to put it out there, but I'm seeing what I'm seeing or hearing what I'm hearing. Trying to make excuses. Oh, you hit a buyout Army about this and that. We play Army this and play Army that play. I don't give a shit. Now we're making excuses now? Or continuing to make excuses? Why? No excuse. This is no excuse. Gotta go win these football games. North Dakota shouldn't took it down to the limit. We should be 1-3. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports reaction to last night. Another Army comes into Manhattan, upsets K-State 24-21. A backup quarterback, Kale Helms, upsets. Comes in a backup quarterback. Y'all should know better. Backup quarterback. I don't care if he has two starts or not. Or no starts. Or has played in 10 career games in college. I don't give a damn. Yeah, shit. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words. You lose at home. Again, Army outplayed K-State. They were the tougher team. Kudos. Army, Jeff Mokin, head coach of that team, that program. Fantastic job last night. From that moment on, and you know what? I'm not supposed to call it the turning point of the game, because K-State would have gone in the locker room with a shutout on Army, but instead let Army back in the football game. So I'll take that back. We're all going to call that the game-changing play of the night. Army, fourth down. I just said it. 6-7 on fourth down last night. Inexcusable. Allowing that team. Now, not just whether it's Army, Ole Miss, South Florida, Iowa State, North Dakota. I don't care what the opponent is. You got to get out of the field. That is the other problem with this team that had. This defense don't have the ability to get your ass off the field. Can't do it. Now you got to go on the road. Arizona. I mean, look at their chops. Veteran quarterback Noah Vetivia, whatever what the heck his name is, or his last name. How you say his last name? I think I got it. But he's gonna be looking at chops. This secondary is terrible. K-State, it's just bad. That, I mean, yeah, BJ Payne made plays, but again, you got to make the plays to help your team win the game. This team ain't doing it right now. They don't have the toughness. They're too soft. It's bad. Of course, Avery Johnson, I was waiting on him to run last night in that, especially in that last drive. I was waiting on him to take off, and I talked about that a little bit earlier this week on this podcast. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Pearl Project Podcast, baby. Reaction time, baby, of another loss here. And this team in trouble, folks. K-State football, we're in trouble. We're all in trouble, folks. Everybody's winning. K-State football, y'all not winning. 24-21 loss last night. Army bounced back after they lost to Tarleton State last weekend. They are in Helms, 3 TDs, 1 in the air, 2 on the ground in it. Helms, 41 carries. That's ridiculous. 41, but hey, we said it going in. We knew it going in. Only in the beginning, when we saw Army on this damn schedule, that you knew that they're gonna run the football. We ain't that stupid. We've had all summer to look at that schedule for the football team, and here we go. You know what I'm saying? I'm recording this losing podcast ahead of the Falcons game, talking about being even more frustrated, but trying not to go past too much of that meter. But I don't know, man. At this point, I don't see things changing. And I'm gonna keep on saying what I've been saying. I gotta believe it till I see it. I'm not gonna sit up in here waste time and all that. You know, Avery last night, 15 of 25, 172 yards, a TD to, I think it was, I want to say Dran Bradley, but I'm not sure that's right. Yeah, Dran Bradley, J.B. Bradley got hurt and had to miss the rest of the game, but no, it was Tibbs. Drawn Tibbs, got the touchdown there, and of course, the interception off of Joe Jackson's hands. In the hands of the safety, who was, for Army, who was making plays left, right, middle, left, right, everywhere. He was just everywhere last night. It just can't happen. I don't know where to go from here, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know where to go. Arizona game doesn't matter, even though it's not a conference game. And I said it in that tone, but... And again, at this point, you gotta look at the Big 12 conference as your only shot. Right? So, but I don't know. I'm having trouble seeing this team winning. on Friday night or UCF. Yeah, I'm gonna throw that in there because this KC team not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Coaches, you know, doing what they're trying, but at the end of the day, I think they're just coming up with more excuses. And I'm tired of it at this point. So sitting up in here saying, you know, we gotta go really look at the football team. No, we don't. Coach, what are you looking? What are you seeing where I'm not seeing? I see a bad football team. I see an 0-3 team, which is 1-2. We are very fortunate to have a win. But in my opinion, on my podcast, the K-State Pro Project Podcast, this team is 0-3. They should have lost to North Dakota last week. Boy, it is. And you play just, I don't give a shit, football at home. In front of your home. This is the point. Right? You want to go to these games, but what's the point, right? If you're alma mater, if you're a student currently going to Kansas State, your football team playing like ass at home in your own building. That is the point I don't understand. You know, you're not coming home ready to play. Oh, Ireland, the curse of Ireland, folks. Well, it's definitely coming in business right now because this team, I don't know. They better figure it out pretty fast, or this is going to spiral out of control quickly, because they're going to be prone into this Ireland curse. You know, the team that loses Ireland going to have a shitty season. Well, we're going that way, folks. Do you want me to sugarcoat it? No, I'm not doing that. Nope. I see what I'm seeing. You know, I see a football team right now that, I don't know, and I saw a disturbing tweet yesterday on Twitter about guys laughing on the sideline. Y'all supposed to be in the game, not joking around. For a team that's joking, being soft and joking around, I don't see what's funny right now. Losing again to another Naval Academy opponent in Army. And I believe that was I believe we lost to Navy by 3 in Libertyville, if my memory is correct there. I'm not sure about that. But anyways, Joe Jackson kind of finished the line on him. 7 carries for 30 yards. He did not reach the end zone. But we keep on seeing Devon Rice. We keep seeing him. He's putting the effort there, right? So there. Let me extend this a little bit. Yeah, Rice 6 carries, 28 yards. Jaron Tibbs, 61. I probably said it already. 5 catches for 61 yards. JB Bradley had to leave the game. Got hurt on one of the plays that he made earlier, having to sit out the rest of the game. 2 catches for 31 yards. Jace Brown, very quiet last night. 3 catches for 29 yards in the football game last night. Dez Parnell, your leading tackler. He and Romaine combined 19 tackles in this ball game. VJ Payne had 5 tackles along with Wesley Fair in this losing effort. K-State, yet again, playing like ass at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, where you're supposed to be flying around. You're playing in front of your 50,000 and your favorite friends, and you play like shit. I don't know at this point. It's like, you know, when Helms made that touchdown to go ahead for the eventual go ahead score, I'm like, yep, I think we're gonna lose the Army. I told one of my best friends, as soon as Florida got dropped by South Florida, got upset by South Florida, this night's gonna get worse, because Army just scored going to halftime. If Army does not even touch the pay dirt, K-State probably wins the ball game. Or more than likely, the more it's in favor of K-State anyways, win this football game. But you let Army back in it, had a little momentum, and then, yep, there, and then you know, and then you know the rest of it. Right? Again, I have even more thoughts on a Monday reaction, whether it's on the main feed or definitely Podbean app, because I'm sure I definitely want to hear what Alex want to say, got to say about his football team right now. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe podcast, for more bonus coverage for K-State Wildcats. We'll have an episode coming up at you this week as Alex will return to the podcast. And that reminds me. Damn it, I still haven't posted that. Well, y'all get fresh content tonight on both sides. How about that? Leading up to that. So there is that. Let me see if I can pull Army's guys real quick. See. Ooh, excuse me. Yeah, Madison. The guy that I was, well, his last name is Madison. Let me see if he put his first name up here real quick. Colin Madison, right? All over the field last night. Man, this team, again, built like an Army football team should. All credit goes to Army for what they put on last night. Toughness, a display of toughness. Hells wanted it more when it came on third and short situations. See, he wanted it more. This just makes it look even. This loss even laughable, to the point that you can't get this case of defense can't get off the field. Couldn't get off the field against Iowa State when it needed most. Couldn't get off the field. It sure as hell didn't get off the field against North Dakota. It sure as hell didn't get off the field last night when you needed to against Army. Hearing tired, being gassed, not enough depth after the Iowa State game. Too many issues, too many excuses. This is what it comes down to. This coaching staff making too many excuses, too soft. This team is too soft right now. It's just the way it is right now. And until it changes, my stance on this football team ain't changing. Because we have seen 3 games of K-State football so far. And one more coming up on Friday night. Right? We'll wrap this up here with this, right? And I just don't see, we see the same stupid tendencies every week. And I know Coach Klieman saying, oh, we got to get this fixed, we got to get this fixed, we got to get this fixed, we got to get this fixed. It ain't fixed right now with any of it. So, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't feel good for Friday night, baby. It does not feel good for Friday night. Let's tell you that, because you got to take this on the road, short, a short week doesn't look good. Just like these Thursday night football, NFL football games, you know what I mean? Like, you dread them. They dread them because it's a short week. Especially you lose, then it just made, that's why the Thursday night games, or most of them anyways, are piss poor. Because you know, these grown adult men playing football need rest. Right? This K-State team, young and all that, have better leadership, but where's it coming from? I don't know. Don't ask me that. I'm just a normal fan like you guys. So, this is, I don't know, man. I can sit here, and like I said, again, for the second consecutive reaction, I'm sitting here saying I could take this 5 wide, 6 wide, go down this avenue, that avenue. I mean, it's ridiculous to this point. And this team right now, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to figure it out. I don't know if this coach staff's going to figure it out. I don't know. And until they start playing better and actually winning games, like the women, like the women's volleyball and soccer teams, and even the women's cross country teams in there right now, I have nothing else to say. But Army, y'all give them all the credit. They wanted more. They wanted more than K-State. And hey, you know what? Did that drive in the end of the first half? And as the Seattle Mariners are kicking our ass right now, taking our ass to the woodshed right now, as I'm eating this podcast. The Braves getting their ass whooped right now, early in the game. But hey, let's go, let's go, let's go. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. Falcons on the board first. Hell yeah. On the other side, K-State football, they ain't doing much right now. So there's that. We better get off here real quick. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. Where our podcast is found, free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content again. Reaction after every football game, and right now, y'all getting some the truth, some fired up reaction edition of the podcast, right? So, well, and you're past listener, I'm not gonna sugarcoat these things. And Cole Manbeck had a tweet out there, and he talked about it on their post reaction there, saying that this team has not been right since getting on the road to Houston and laying an egg in the rain. That's the truth of that, because this team don't have no killer instinct right now. They don't have all what's the one word I want to call? Everything ain't firing. Everything's not clicking right now. Everything's just out of sorts with this football team, and I don't know who to blame it on. But I'm gonna blame it on coaching staff and Coach Klieman right now. This is what it is. Top of the food chain. Blame it on Chris Klieman and the staff. They're not, whatever they're doing in practice or whatever they're doing, the prayer ain't doing diddly squat. A poppy nap, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID process podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID process podcast. Again, Alex, I am very intrigued. Very excited to hear what Alex is going to say about this bad football team right now on the Poppy Nap this week. And, of course, tell fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Army comes into Manhattan, knocks off K-State, 24-21. Army goes to 1-1. Your K-State football team struggling. They're on a struggle bus right now. 1-2. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another reaction edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.